Hello. This is
Hello.
The confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Hello?
Very good day to you, ma'am. This is James Edward from eBay. How can I help you?
I just got this message to say there'd been something put on my account that wasn't mine, and to press 1.
Okay. So, may I have your first name, please? For
Colleen.
Colleen. Okay, just bear with me, Colin. Let me just go ahead and check what exactly happened to you.
Okay.
And when was the last time you have used your eBay account? Do you remember that?
Oh, not for a long, long time. Weeks, maybe, months.
Oh, Jesus. Well, at the moment, your eBay account was not saved and secure at the moment because it has been hacked by some foreign hackers. And whatever the information you have been registered over there, it has been corrupted and compromised by these fraud people. Apparently, they have ordered a gift card which is around $299 without your prior knowledge and without your authorization. That is why you have got a call from our end so that we can get in touch with you and we can connect you to the secure server so that in future you don't face any kind of problem again. And then we will cancel it and refund you the money back into your account.
Okay.
So,
I was just on my account a while ago and probably half an hour ago and it wasn't on there then.
Like, apart from you, is there anyone else who have got access?
No one else has got access. Only me.
Just you, right. And how often do you use it?
What, my bank account? Or my
eBay? No, I'm talking about your eBay account.
Oh, no, I haven't used the eBay one for a while now. Long time. Months. 2 months, anyway.
Okay, no need to be worried about it. You don't need to be worried about it as we are here to help you with each and everything. You do one thing. Do you have any devices where I can help you and guide you further? Like a computer, laptop, iPad, tablet, any device you have got?
How do I know where you're from?
Well, I can understand your concern. Do you have a pen and a piece of a paper?
Do I have?
Yes, I want you to be handy with a pen and a piece of a paper.
Oh, okay, just a minute. I'll go to the desk.
Take your time.
Okay.
Have you got it?
Yes.
Okay, well, at first, before I just go further, as you are getting concerned about me, let me just provide some of my basic details to you. Right, and then after we will go through with this process. Well, first I want you to write down my name. My name is James Edward. Do I have to spell this for you?
No.
Okay, so
James Edward, yes.
Alright, and then I want you to write down my extension ID, which stands for my batch ID.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be E as in Edward, B as in boy, A as in apple, Y as in yellow, 1916002, J as in Joker, E as in Edward, then a forward slash.
Forward slash?
Yes, then 632. Could you please read it back to me? It's eBay 1916002 JE, then a forward slash 632. Am I correct?
Yes.
Lovely. And I want you to write down our email address as well, where you can contact us. So the email address would be eBay Antifraud.
eBay what?
eBay Antifraud. Anti, A-N-T-I, F-R-A-U-D, and then number 5, at gmail.com. And also write down your case ID. The case ID would be yours. 6987520. Let me just repeat it once again. It would be 6987520. And I also want you to, if you want to write down the office address, you can just write it down as well.
Okay.
It would be 45 Market Street, New South Wales, Sydney, 2000. It would be 45 Market Street, New South Wales, Sydney, 2000. Have you got it?
Yes.
Lovely.
What's the postcode?
Sorry? It's 2000.
I've got a postcode.
Yes, 2000.
Okay. That's correct. Okay, what am I supposed to do now?
At the moment, as we can see that your account has been built and someone is misusing it, right? They're trying to purchase something illegal in behalf of you without your prime knowledge and without your authorization, which is not legal in our Australia, right? Like these people, they are using your account, your information for their own illegal purpose. Well,
what are two people doing it?
Sorry?
Did you say two people were using it?
I have no idea how many people are there.
The only things
which we have found is, we have found some multiple foreign IP addresses. Like this, whoever the people they are using some kinds of foreign IP addresses to get into your account. Right. And with the help of those foreign IP addresses, they are like keep trying to sign in into your account. And they are not located in Australia. They are located on the different part of the world. So I want you to get you connected to the secure server so that we can able to trace the location of those people who are connected with you. And we will also generate the cancellation ID for you as well. And we will check each and everything for you. If
well, I think I'll just get on to my bank first.
No, apart from eBay, you don't need to be worried about it. You're not having a conversation with any XYZ company. You are having a conversation with the anti-fraud. So yes, we are here to help you with each and everything. And it's my word to you that no one can take a single cent from your account. Right. So you do one thing first, though. Like, which device do you have? Could you please tell me?
Look, I'm going to get on to my bank first, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll get back to you.
Okay, so would you want me to, would you want me to put this call on hold? Or would you want me to give me a call back?
Yeah, it could take a while, though.
Oh, it could take a while. Okay.
Yeah, because usually it takes a long time to get through to the bank.
Oh, yes. Well, it was not required yet, but still you are getting concerned. You can have a conversation with your bank. Do you have any another cell phone or any another device so that you can reach to your bank?
Yeah. Where did you get my number from anyway?
Well, this information has been registered in your eBay account. Well, we have all of your information.
I see. Yes. Anyway, I'm going to bring the bank, okay?
All right, ma'am. So, do you want me to give me a call back or something?
No, I'll deal with the bank, I think.
Okay, you deal with your bank. Let me just give you a call back once you complete the conversation with your bank, right?
Okay.
All right, ma'am. Thank you very much.
Okay.